The news is still sinking in. Indianapolis Colts star quarterback Andrew Luck is retiring at the age of 29. Luck made the shocking announcement Saturday night. During an emotional news conference, he said his constant injuries have taken the joy out of the game.
For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab, injury, pain, rehab. And it's been unceasing, unrelenting, both in season, both in and off season. And the only way I see out is to no longer play football.
Luck had planned to make the announcement Sunday, but the news broke Saturday night while the Colts were playing a preseason game against the Bears. A game he missed, by the way, because of an ankle injury. Mike Pesca is here and now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
So what was your first reaction to the news that Andrew Luck is retiring?
Well, I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. And I wouldn't be shocked that an NFL player retired early, citing health concerns. This has happened with running backs, all sorts of players, but players whose bodies and legs were in pain, or at least they feared themselves becoming injured in later life. So you look at Barry Sanders, you look at Jim Brown, two running backs who retired early. Then you have a raft of players who retired really early citing head injury, like Chris Borland, who retired after a very promising first year with the 49ers. But Andrew Luck's injury, he did have a head injury, but his injury, we were led to believe, was this calf ankle injury that seemed to be nagging, but it didn't seem to be from the outside, and I want to emphasize that. It didn't seem to be the sort of injury that would take a player out of the league, such a talented, promising player. And so therefore, I, like everyone else in the NFL, just absolutely shocked.
Fox Sports host Doug Gottlieb tweeted that retiring because of rehabbing injuries, because rehabbing is too hard, is, in his word, quote, the most millennial thing ever. Have you been surprised at what a negative and in some cases uninformed reaction there has been to his decision?
Well, I have to say that that Gottlieb quote, and Gottlieb played basketball at Oklahoma State and was an okay, good basketball player compared to most humans, was no superstar in the level of Andrew Luck, but a guy who was Troy Aikman, who's an NFL Hall of Fame quarterback, and he excoriated Gottlieb in his tweet. And most of the people who know and most of the people who played football, even big, tough guys who played through pain, say that you cannot judge Andrew Luck. You don't know the kind of pain he was in. And it seems like one of those situations where there are a few voices and because they get amplified because of social media. And those voices are almost useful as almost touchstones so that sensible people could weigh in and say, no, don't listen to that loudmouth. This is an issue of pain. This is an issue of a young man taking control of his destiny. And I do think that, you know, 90% of the reaction of those informed people have been the right reaction, which is you can't judge Andrew Luck until, you know, you've walked a mile in his shoes and with his lacerated kidney.
Well, you've mentioned Aikman. It seems to me, too, that the voices of support include a lot of NFL quarterbacks. I also saw Tom Brady, the New England Patriots quarterback, came out saying very supportive things. In his words, it's his life. Everyone has the right to choose what he wants to do. I guess why does it seem so surprising that an NFL player, you have to think that these are the dreams that these players have. Yeah. All they want to do is play in the NFL. And to walk away, it just... Maybe do NFL players not love the game as much as we think they do?
I do think there is an element of that, and the NFL is a tough game, a cruel game. And in terms of preparation and pain versus joy, that ratio, I think it's a little more cruel than a game like basketball or a game like baseball. Also, I do think, you know, if you look at the great NFL quarterbacks, Andrew Luck was of the generation, maybe a generation and a half past Brady. He was the best NFL quarterback under the age of 30. There are some really talented guys in their second year or third year, like Baker Mayfield. But, you know, Andrew Luck had established a trajectory that he was going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. He was so fun to watch. And I do think a lot of people who haven't played in the NFL look at playing a professional sport as just a game. And maybe they don't realize, even if you played a little in high school, even if you played in college, you don't realize how much the pain factors into it. And maybe you played with some pain, but this guy was in a tremendous amount of pain. And it also seems like he was in anguish. Let's start using that word, because mentally, it was very hard for him to go about his life in a way that was in any way enjoyable. He's got, I don't know, tens of millions of dollars in the bank. So ask yourself that. Take football out of it. Do you trade away if you if I asked every listener, you're going to break a bone every other year or lacerate a kidney or some sort of internal organ, and you have $30-40 million in the bank, would you do that for an extra $100 million? I would bet most people would say no.
In the couple seconds we have left, if you can't watch Andrew Luck this season, which quarterback are you most excited to see
in the new NFL season? Tom Brady might only have a year or two left in him, and he's great, and Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan. But of the young quarterbacks, I do have to say Deshaun Watson is great, and this Browns quarterback, Baker Mayfield.
We leave it there. Mike Peska is here, NFL sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.